That's right. It's time to jump into the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 2nd of December. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1804 at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Napoleon Bonaparte crowned himself Emperor of the French in front of 4,000 to 5,000 onlookers. Now, just as a bit of a side note when we talk about Napoleon, actually, because I've found not a lot of people know this, Napoleon, in spite of being the namesake of the Napoleon complex, often portrayed as sort of a very tiny man, was not actually short. He was actually about 5'7" in modern units, taller than the average Frenchman of his time. In 1943, as part of World War II, a Luftwaffe bombing raid on the harbour of Bari, Italy, sunk numerous cargo and transport ships, including the American SS John Harvey, which was carrying a stockpile of World War I-era mustard gas at the time. And it's a big day for Cuban history today, actually, because in 1956, the Granma, a 60-foot yacht which at the time was carrying Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, and 80 other members of the 26th of July movement, reached the shores of Cuba's Rento province, where the finest disembarked to initiate the Cuban Revolution. And then in 1961, in a nationally broadcast speech, Castro then declared he was a Marxist-Leninist and that Cuba was going to adopt communism, before finally in 1976, Castro became President of Cuba. Now, Fidel Castro, of course, passed away last week, but Cuba celebrates the 2nd of December as the Day of the Cuban Armed Forces. In 1982, at the University of Utah, Barney Clark became the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart on the 2nd of December. And in 1993, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar was shot and killed in Medellin. And finally, in 1991, 2nd of December, the United Kingdom devolved political power in Northern Ireland to the Northern Ireland Executive following the Good Friday Agreement. Got some famous birthdays for you as well. A bit of a historical birthday. Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortes, the man who brought down the Aztec Empire in South America. He was born on this day in 1485. The very, very lovely Lucy Liu. Lucy Liu is turning 48 today. Lucy, if you're not doing anything, maybe if you're not doing anything to celebrate, give me a call. We also have some famous musos for you. The very famous opera singer Maria Callas. She was born on this day in 1923. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. She is 35 today. Nelly Furtado is 38. Rick Savage, bassist for Def Leppard, is 56. And Peter Blakely, former lead singer of the Rockmelons from right here in Sydney, he's 56 today as well. Happy birthday, Peter. But we are going out on this one today. I've been hearing a little bit in the background. That one's going out to Wynton Kelly, the American jazz pianist, born on this day in 1931. Known as one of the very finest accompanists in jazz history, began playing the piano at 4 years old and playing professionally at only 12. He accompanied the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis as part of their bands back in the day. Died at only 39 years old from an epileptic seizure. So very sad, but so Wynton, this one is for you. This is Dark Eyes, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3. Thank you.